we got reports on Friday that he was abducted from the bus when he was moving from Dar es Salaam to his region Tanga, because it was a weekend. He was going to see his family, but he was abducted in Dar es Salaam. Two vehicles surrounded the bus, and then they went directly into the bus and they took him. They were having guns, and they took him and put him in their vehicle, and the people didn't show any identity.
Who do you think abducted him?
According to the reports we've been receiving so far, we are suspecting the government operatives, specifically the National Intelligence Services.
Where was his body found? What part of the country?
Body was found in Dar es Salaam in a place called Ununio. It's just close to Bagamoyo district. And his body was thrown on the road. And the police were the ones who informed the family today morning that they have a body which resembles Mr. Ali Kibao's. And so the family informed us. And then we went to the hospital where he was and found him. We have done a postmortem with the doctors. His body was severely punished. His face was severely injured. Even the report of the doctor say that the acid was used on his face. That's why he even lose his shape in his face. Even the family, they didn't recognize him. He had some other means in his legs. That's where they identified that he is the one. And then the DNA test was conducted, and that's how the family was able to exactly say that he is the one.
What are you hearing from the government or the police?
The police have issued a statement yesterday saying that they have started the investigation, and today they have issued another statement. They are saying that they have reinforced the investigation team. But also the president of the country, she has just tweeted this evening that she has instructed the investigative organs within the country to conduct a thorough investigation and to give her the reports on what exactly happened. Our call to the president is that it is the right time now to use the Inquest Act so that she can form the Judicial Commission of Inquiry to investigate this matter, because this is not the first. We have more than 100 people have been abducted and disappeared in this country in this year alone. The Tanganyika Law Society have issued even the names of those people who disappeared in different parts of the country.